Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Q Alexander. Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. So on this episode, I wanted to talk about what do you want your legacy to be? How do you want to be remembered? Are you using your time wisely? Are you making changes to better yourself, your life, your relationships, etc.? Are you truly living with purpose, or are you just existing? I have been blessed to have this platform and do the things that are truly fulfilling, bring me joy, and make me happy. And I hope that when I am no longer here, my words, my voice from my podcast, and the words from my books will still have a positive impact around the world. I think a legacy of leaving behind things for your loved ones and your family, whether it's monetary properties, you know, investment organizations, those are all great things to leave behind. It leaves a solid foundation for them to carry on and build from. But I think what's even more important is being remembered as a good person who put out good into the world, who truly cared about people. Sometimes you have a lot of people who are successful, but they are so empty. They have nothing to truly offer the world as a human being. And they can be extremely arrogant. And so it's good when you are blessed to have the stability and also truly be a good person. And that's what people are going to talk about. And I think that it's good to self-reflect and take the time to just think about, are you making use of the time that you have and fixing the things that you need to fix? I think people believe that they have so much time, and you just never know. From one moment to the next, people have plans for the next day. People have plans for the next week, the next month, the next year, and they don't get to see it through. And we have to remember how much of a blessing it is to be here each day and have the opportunity to do whatever it is that we want to do in life, and not take any day for granted, and don't take people who are important to you for granted. Don't always think that you're always going to have the time, because you never know. And so I think it's good to really think about it. How do you want people to remember you? And it could be a scary thought, but we are all going to get to that point. We are all going to transition one day. And I just truly believe in doing the best that you can while you can. And I am happy thus far with everything that I have accomplished, and there's even more that I want to accomplish, and I'm going to continue to do that. But I am just even more proud of the woman that I am. I have endured a lot in my life, and I am blessed to still be grounded, to still be solid, and to not have allowed any bad situations, any bad people to change me. And I've always remained true to who I am, and I will continue to do so until the very end. And I encourage you all to do that. Tap into who you truly are. It can be easy to get influenced by other people and people pouring things into your mind, and you can't let yourself be easily influenced. You have to know who you are and stick to that, because that's one of the most important things that you have is yourself and knowing who you are. And that's one of the things that will help you make progress in life. You will stick to the things that you want to do. You won't be easily swayed. You won't doubt yourself based on what other people have to say, because you will truly know yourself and know what you want. And you will continue to move toward it no matter what. So I just wanted to quickly speak about that. Again, I think it's very important for us to take the time to just reflect on things, reflect on life, reflect on ourselves, and again, just make the most of the time that we are given here and never forget how much of a blessing it is. Thank you so much to all my listeners. I'm just so appreciative of everyone who continues to support me. I truly enjoy sharing my thoughts and experiences with everyone out there, and I will continue to do so and continue to bring you good content. So keep liking and sharing and following with your family, your friends, and your loved ones. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.